What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Show, friend of the show, Coach Frank Martin, now at UMass, the Minutemen up there out of the A-10. Coach Martin, how's this going to be in Amherst, man?
Oh man, I'm super excited. Been ripping and running for the last 2.5 months, putting a staff together, and today's day and age, we can all complain, cry, no one wants to hear it, and the world of transfers. The good thing about when you take a new job is that you can recruit some older guys that can play right away, and it gives you a chance to try and fix the program a little quicker. But I'm excited. A lot of good in place here, and we've got an unbelievable practice facility that I've never had the opportunity to coach with a real practice facility. I mean, at K-State, We raised the money to build one, and it was opened about 6 weeks after I left to go to South Carolina. And in South Carolina, we never really had one. We didn't have one my first 3.5, 4 years, 4 years, so 5 years, because we moved in there during the final 4 year. And then what we moved into was the old Coliseum that we kind of played around with it and moved some things around to make it a practice facility, but I'm ecstatic, man. I'm in a good spot.
No doubt, Coach, man. In the Minutemen, I remember when I was younger, how when John Calipari had it going with Marcus Camby and those guys in the 90s, man. So you're in a place with great tradition, man. Talk about that, man. You're in a place that loves basketball. You know, basketball is the prime sport that school. Football and football too, but basketball really gets the many fans going in Massachusetts and Amherst up there, Coach.
Yeah, they love their basketball, man. It's basketball's something that they're dying up this way for this place to be good again. You just mentioned, you know, Calipari, Marcus Camby, Dana Dingle, Dante Bright, Carmelo Travieso, Edgar Padilla, Derek Kellogg. I mean, just keep going and going. I mean, Lou Rowe, the people that played here for Cal, and then for Bruiser Flint, that is, and you know, and even Derek Kellogg, when he came back, and, you know, they had been winning, and Matt McCall did a really good job in building a foundation to reestablish our program to a place that now we can build up rather than be worried about it falling apart. So I'm really happy, man. It's a great spot. It's a great look for me personally, because of my wife's ties and the fact that I started my college coaching career up in New England. I recruit the area, and people up here, they like me a lot. So it's because I just got here, brother. You know the way this works.
Yes.
In today's day and age now. It's that can change in a hurry, but right now they love me up here, so it's been great for me so far.
But Coach, you're a great guy. People should love you. You're a great guy, man. I know you're intense as heck, but you're a great guy. So people should like you, man.
I appreciate that. It's it's, you know, I'm not scared to show my passion, man. That's it. That's it. But at the end of the day, it's life's about people. And I just told you off air, South Carolina gave me 10 years there. In today's day and age, if you do wrong by people, you don't last anywhere for 10 years. And I try to do right by people. And so it's I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you also have a great staff. Alan Edwards, associate head coach. You got different guys you brought in, man. Talk about when you're trying to establish a good staff to bring with you, man, to help you see your vision and execute your vision and keep the team flowing with what you want to have happen.
Yeah, I mean, when I left South Carolina, when I left K-State, went to South Carolina, my whole staff, strength coach, everybody came with me. That's how united we are as a staff, the way, you know, I try to lead. It's a, you know, a lot of people say family. I mean it when I say family. Then when we left South Carolina, come up here, Brian Steele, who was my played for me in South Carolina, was one of my assistants. He came right away. Will Bailey, who was on my staff, he came right away. Then Chucky Martin was coming. But then he was offered an incredible job opportunity at Oregon. He couldn't say no. The amount of money, the platform, everything that comes with it at his stage of his career. I said, dude, go, man. What are you doing? So I took a deep breath and I said, you know what? I'm going to call Alan. I don't know if I can pay him what he's making at Loyola Marymount, but Alan knows me like a book. I know he knows what I want. I know what he's about. He'd be tremendous. And I called. And the next day he called me back. He says, let's do it. And here we are. And, you know, Doug Edwards, I brought him up on the same role he was in with me in South Carolina. So we have some continuity there. And then I was able to keep a young man, Ricky Harris, who's a great player here at UMass from the Baltimore area, as our operations guy. And then I hired my head manager, John Martin, as our video coordinator. It's kind of all in the family here, man. We're all tied into each other, and we're going to fight for one another and help build this the right way.
And I think seeing your example, Coach Martin, will help your young men realize who you are as a person. They've seen you on TV all these years. These young men have seen you coach for years. But seeing you really have an example of family and loyalty and trust and respect of your staff will help them buy into you even more because they see that you practice what you actually preach.
Absolutely. So when our players are trying to figure me out, which is part of the deal, I've got to earn their trust. It's not just show up and I say head coach and everyone jumps because I'm the head coach. Those days don't exist anymore. You know, we all have to make sure that we continue fighting to earn each other's trust on a daily basis. And so when our players are trying to figure me out, Alan Edwards played for me, started playing for me when he was 9 years old and knows me like a book. Brian Steele played for me. John Martin was my head manager. Doug Edwards played for me. There's a whole lot of guys on our staff that their careers as a player and mine as a coach connected at an early age. So they're a bridge, man, to help these players understand how to succeed, that we're going to look out for them. Frank's going to ask you to work. He's going to hold you accountable. But look at me. Here I am as a grown man, and he's still looking out for me. You know, you're going to have that opportunity too. So it's a big, big part of what I believe in and why I think having them around is going to be so good for our players.
And Coach Morton, how much are you doing team installs versus individual workouts, which you've been a new hire now? I know it's kind of a tricky balance with doing the summertime, but how are you going about it so far right now?
Yeah, last year, South Carolina, I did a lot of team stuff in the summer because we had so many first year guys. What I tried to do is, because we don't have our whole team here yet, we're still missing three guys and they'll be here for summer two. What I tried to do is summer one, break down the ideas of what we try to do offensively, our schemes, and then teach offense, individual development within those schemes in one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three settings for summer one. And because at the end of the day, the summer's about the players getting better. It's not about me creating a style of play and all that stuff. We got plenty of time to do that when September gets here. Right now, a lot of times we as coaches, we make the biggest mistake is that we think that all these running, all these plays, and that's what wins. It's the individual players getting better. And then once September gets here, that's our time. It, you know, summer's more me time for our players to individually get better. And then when September gets here, then it's our time. That's when I start putting structure in, and more than anything, offensive structure. To make sure that we're playing a certain style that's conducive to the talents of our players. And we utilize the summer to figure out what our players are good at so we can create that style.
No doubt. And Coach Martin, also looking at you being at UMass, a national brand, kind of alluded to early in the interview, that it's a national brand. So guys from all over the country know who UMass is. So you can find guys outside of the New England area and the footprint of the A-10, but also because it's UMass and because it's you, then most everybody knows who you are for the most part. I don't know who you're hard. I don't know where they've been. They want to come play for you, man.
Oh, man. I appreciate you saying that. It's UMass went through a period where they dominated the Atlantic 10, kind of. Coach Chaney at Temple, who's an icon and one of my favorite people I've ever met. You remember the rivalry between Temple and UMass. It used to be rabid. It was incredible. And then, you know, Cal got UMass going where they kind of became the team in the A-10. And every coach that's been here before between Cal and me has had their moment in the A-10. So I'm hoping that we can get to that place too and maybe be able to sustain it. I don't know if you can ever duplicate what John Calipari did here again, because it was an 8-year run that's unbelievable when you see the winning, the level of winning, who they beat, where they beat them, and the dominance in the Atlantic 10. But we're going to strive to do it for 1 year. And if we can do it for 1 year, then we're going to push to do it for 2 years and then 3 years and see how long this wave can take us.
And Coach Martin, A-10 has such quality basketball, quality coaches from top to bottom, all 16 teams in the A-10 is tough. It's no easy outs. You know, to see what Chris Mooney is doing, Mike Rose is doing, Anthony Grant's doing, Keith Ergo's going to do a good job at Fordham. Like, it's just so deep in this league. You know, when you play that conference play, man, it's going to be a gauntlet. And I feel like you guys should get more teams in the tournament because of how tough it is every night in that league.
Yeah, it's a multi-bid league. It's not a league that just gets one team in. It's a league that can get four, five, six teams in and has gotten five and six teams in. Last year, we got two in, and then the next two that got left out, Dayton and VCU, their net was up in the top 50. So they can easily have gotten in also with Dayton beat Kansas last year, the national champion, just to give you an idea. And they didn't get in the NCAA tournament. That's how hard it is to get in that tournament. It's complicated. But this league, Bob McKillop just retired and his son Matt's taken over. But what Davidson does, that's ridiculous. Travis Ford of St. Louis. I mean, just keep going and going. You mentioned a bunch of the coaches. Fran Dunphy, he's up back on the saddle at LaSalle. Fran Dunphy is one of the legends in our business, man. One of the most unheralded great coaches and great people in this business. And so it's a hard league, and it's going to take everything we got every day to be able to compete with the best teams in this league.
Coach Moore, let me ask you this, man. How has the game in your mind changed for you guys in the game as a high school coach in the 80s to now? How has the game really evolved in your opinion?
Dealing with the outside noise. That's the biggest difference. Back in the day when I first got in, the players listen to me and they listen to their parents and as their high school coach. Then we threw in the AAU coach. So then the players would listen to me, the AAU coach, and their parents. Now the players listen to 4,000 social media people that they have no idea who they are before they listen to me, their AAU coach, and sometimes their parents. And that's the challenge. It's we as coaches have to be at peace with that. We can't be worried about what other people think our team should be doing. We got to worry about our relationship with our players and speak to them every single day. We can't ever take our relationship with our players for granted, not for one day, because back in the day, you said the sky is green. You didn't have to repeat it until next year. Your players believe the sky is green. Now you say the sky is blue, and you got to come in every day and convince your players that the sky is blue. Even though they look at it and they see it blue, there's 4,000 other people that are going to say, Frank don't know what he's talking about. That sky is green. The players tend to believe that today's day and age if you allow them to. So you have to spend constant conversations with them to keep their minds connected to what you're thinking.
And coach, you know what's crazy about it, coach? You know, I told you before, my father's a coach. He's 81 years old. And, you know, my father talks about he hates the portal because kids take the easy way out. They get frustrated. They don't earn their spot or don't get the money they want. They want to run and leave and go somewhere else. But what happens is they get in that portal. There's not enough spots for them sometimes, and they're stuck. And I feel like kids should want to persevere like you did, like I done, my father did, and want to work through some things, grow from a setback, and be better, not just run to the next easiest thing like some of them are doing right now with this portal thing.
Yeah, it's our job in college sports is education. And in education is preparing people for life and for real case scenarios. And, you know, if you show up to work, let's say you're the number one pick of the, you know, some NBA team, and they tell you to show up to practice, and you're like, I'm not in the mood to practice today. Well, your earning power just went down. And because all that's going to be held against you in negotiations when the time comes. And if you continue to project to be unhappy and not wanting to, you know, to do what the team's asking you to do, who you're under contract with, then your value when comes time to negotiate goes down. And, you know, that's life. It's being uncomfortable. It's not being happy all the time, because the more you keep your feet to the fire and keep working at things, then instead of your earning power going south, your earning power starts going north, because people start believing in you and trusting in you. And the more trust you earn, the more belief you gain from people, the more responsibility you're given. And with more responsibility comes more pay when you're in the business world. And that's what we're trying to do at the collegiate level, is educate that. The problem the biggest problem we got with the transfer portal is that we should have been creative in ways to allow transfers to play right away. We should have been forward thinking on this topic a little bit. We were, as coaches, the decision makers wouldn't listen to us. But, like, you know, to give you a quick example, for a long time, if an athletic director made a decision to fire the head coach, every player on that team should have been given the right to transfer and play right away. Because basically the athletic director's telling the world, our program's not being run the right way. If it's not being run the right way, it means the coach not recruiting the right players, it doesn't fit the university, then as an administrator, you make that decision. Those kids should be given the right to leave. If I were to walk in and choose to leave to go to another school, well, why am I leaving? Because I'm unhappy with my boss? Well, that or making more money? Well, then what it might, if I was having that kind of success where I was marketable as a coach for another university, why didn't then my boss pay me more money to keep me here, to keep the program in the right place? So if my present employer allows me to walk for more money because I choose to change jobs, even though I got to pay a huge buyout to get out of a contract, that I don't just get to leave like people say, it costs a lot of money to change jobs. And well, then those kids should be given the opportunity to transfer, whether the coach left on his own or he got fired. And you know, where it gets tricky is, you know, let's say we got a real good team at UMass and I got 5 real good seniors and I got 5 freshmen that want to play a lot, but those seniors just beat them out. They understand things better. They're in a better place. And now those 5 freshmen back in the day, without the immediate eligibility stuff, eventually they became sophomores and juniors. And then those 5, when they were juniors and seniors, now they were your lead characters. And away you go. Now you've got a program. Not yes. 18. And that's where it's going to damage our game a little bit, is being able to sustain a program, because you're not going to be able to hold on to freshmen that don't play as much as they want to play.
No, Darren, coach, I have one more for you, coach. I'm also a foodie. So what's been your favorite food spots in Amherst so far that you've come across,
ooh,
man?
Ooh. See, I'm I eat pretty healthy, even though I've gotten old and bigger as I've gotten older. But I eat pretty healthy. But my one of my soft spots is pizza. Like same I can here. Eat that. I can eat that thing every day. You can put my shoes on the pizza and I would eat it. There's a place here in town called Antonio's Pizza, and it's hard to drive by there and not get a slice every single day. I mean, it's they got all kinds of different pizzas. They got this chicken bacon ranch Sicilian pizza.
Wow, that sounds good.
Oh my God. I mean, you can tell me that if I eat another slice, I'm going in my grave, but it's going to be hard to have that debate. I mean, my God, but that's a place that sticks out right away.
Now, Coach, you know, you're going to laugh at this. My first experience with pizza was at 2 years old at Sbarro's in the mall. So Sbarro's Stuff Supreme got me hooked on pizza and that garlic bread they had as a kid in the mall in Atlanta here. That's what got me hooked on pizza as a two-year-old, man.
Hey, it's hard when you're traveling. It's hard to walk through those airports and see the Sbarro pizza joint and not go over there and get a slice, man. If you love pizza the way you and I do, it's hard to look away, man. It's hard to look away.
And that's why I hate the malls are kind of going away, because that means no more Sbarro's now, because the Sbarro's are pretty much are in the malls. So with the malls closing things, so Coach, I'm hurt because I can't get my Stuff Supreme or my garlic bread from Sbarro's when I go to a mall in the town I'm in, man.
Hey, I tell the players, man, when I eat my pizza, I'm a lot happier. When I eat grilled chicken and lettuce, I'm in a bad mood. I might look better, but I'm in a bad mood all the time.
Hey, Coach, good to catch up, which is always, Coach. You know, man, I know I love a relationship, man. I love you, man. And you all been great to me and my show, man. So best luck to you, Coach. Look forward to talking to you down the road, man.
My brother, keep doing what you're doing, man. And anytime you need me, you know where I'm at.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man. See you.
I know.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who is a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.